Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. As always, I'm your host, Luke Sicari, and joining me on the line, as he does every single week, is Damian Arsenis from the Pick and Roll. Damo, how are you, mate?
Look, very, very good, and there's just been so much basketball. Australian national teams over the past couple of weeks, it's just been a really hectic time. And, of course, this week marks 12 months to the day that the Boomers... The Boomers had that agonising loss and back at Rio where they just missed out on a bronze medal. Yeah. Many will say it was due to a dodgy whistle.
The phantom call.
The
infamous
really,
phantom call.
The Boomers were in the box seat to be in the gold medal game if you take a step back.
I mean, they were. I mean, we'll look back at the officiating and whatnot, which made an impact. But at the end of the day, if you're looking at solely a performance, it was in their, the destiny was in their own hands, wasn't it? The destiny was theirs. And they just... we hate to say it, but they blew it, didn't it? I think they'll be the first to tell you that. We should just let our listeners in. The reason we are talking about, you haven't gone into a time capsule. The reason we are talking about this is they're over at the pickandroll.com.au. Ben Malice, one of our talented writers, has written this sensational long form article. Consider anyone to go and have a read of it. It is Golden Heartbreak, reliving the Boomers' Brazilian mission just 12 months on. And this is just an unbelievably detailed piece. Ben's spoken to numerous players and coaches and journos who were at Rio and covered it. I mean, it's absolutely sensational. To give you a bit of a quick insight into how much work was put into this stuff, back in May, Ben sent me a message asking me for a phone number for John Ralph, of course, a Herald Sun journalist who went over to Rio to cover the Boomers. I know Ralphie through my work at SEN, and this is back in May. So however many months ago, he said, I passed on the number so he can get quotes off him. I saw Ben in Perth in June, and we were just chatting about it. He was giving me an update into the story. So this has literally been months and months in the making, and you can see the results, Damo, because it's absolutely wonderful.
Look, it's a brilliant read, and I know a lot of people, myself included, don't really want to go and revisit that time because I was up in the early hours, and I know I woke up the whole house, and I've got young kids, and you got to put them back to sleep. But and I had the displeasure of having to write the recap for that game. It wasn't fun. But look, when you go back and you think about what the Boomers achieved, they put basketball back on the landscape in Australia and really helped. Really capture the imagination of all the fans back home. And, of course, going back there, if you think about it, the Boomers were the number one ticket for Australian viewers here in Australia on TV because it was the highest rating. Every time the Boomers hit the TV, it was the highest rating sport that Channel 7 had in their Olympic coverage.
And so, especially considering a lot of our swimmers and the athletics and the hockey teams, they didn't perform too well. It was a bit of a down year, and the Boomers just redeemed that. Even the Opals weren't great.
No, and look, a lot of people, and if you read the article, like we're talking interviews with Luke Longley, Andre Lemanis, Andrew Bogut. There's a whole host of players. You know, Joe, some great insights from Damian Martin as well. Make sure you read it because even though you might not want to revisit it, if you read that article, you'll take a lot of comfort about what's about to happen with Australian basketball. It's like the next edition, the next instalment that's yet to come. Yeah. That's the exciting part about it all.
There's no doubt. Grab a cup of coffee, get comfy, put the feet up and give it a read because you won't regret it. Hey, speaking of the future, let's move on.
We said champions.
That's it. We said that article would give us a bit of a belief into the future. You don't have to look too far because Asia Cup champions, Damo. We've spoken about the tournament.
Asian Cup champions.
You're exactly right. We've spoken about it on the podcast over the last couple of weeks. And all NBL Boomers squad have done it. Undefeated, defeated Iran 79-56 in the championship game. Damo, you did the recap for the gold medal game, for the final. Talk us through it for those who might have missed it.
Well, hey, winding back the clock, Brad Newley, how good was he? 18
terrific.
Points. He was at his best. He was knocking triples down, slashing to the basket, getting to the rim, which is really what he's been known for. That's his bread and butter. But he was shooting three-pointers with confidence. 18 points in the final. He was phenomenal. But look, to get there, it was just such a great team effort. And the style of basketball they played, for those that watched the game, overall, you think about it, an NBL team coming together, no preparation, really. Yeah. Very little preparation. Lose David Anderson on the eve of the games.
Yep.
And then they had injuries to Cam Glidden over there as well. So they were really playing with 10. And the way they played, though, it was great team basketball. And again, credit to Andre Lemanis to be able to bring the team together, get them playing great, selfish, unselfish basketball. And really, the star of the show for the Australians across the whole tournament was Mitch Creek.
Yes.
He was outstanding.
Yes.
He led the Australians in scoring with just over 15 points a game. And many would say that he was really hardly done by the tournament organisers because he didn't make the All-Star 5. And in fact, if you think about it, the only undefeated team in the tournament was Australia. They're the championship team.
Tick.
Yet they did not have one representative in the All-Star 5. Now, you tell me that the Asian Confederation, whatever they're called, they're just not happy with the fact that Australia and New Zealand are there now because Australia's gone through and steamrolled everyone. And it was effectively our B, maybe even our C team, if you look at it.
Yep.
And New Zealand, really, in comparison, are probably sent to a C-grade team themselves, and they've come fourth. So, we look at history now. Has there been another country that has held both the Oceania Championship title and the Asian title concurrently? Has there ever been a country to hold two federation titles at the same time? I don't think there has been. So we've just made history.
So. Yep. That's absolutely massive news. Massive news. I mean, for mine, I think the people who say size matters or size doesn't matter. Size definitely mattered. I mean, guys like Matty Hodgson and Daniel Kickett. I mean, the points in the paint differential for most games in the tournament was astronomical in Australia's way. Jason Kadee did a nice job.
Mitch McCarron
as well. The guards did really well at controlling the offense, didn't they? Both the starters and the backups as well.
There's no doubt that some of those countries, like Japan, for example, they did give our backcourt a bit of trouble. They're obviously very quick and some very good shooters there. But overall, it wasn't just size, though. It was the way they played. It was the talent difference that was on the court, and that was clearly evident in the overwhelming majority of the game. So well done to Lemanis and the Boomers. They've done a fantastic job, and, of course, that's the first foray into Asia now.
It is.
The World Cup qualification begins later this year.
Yeah, it does.
Here in Australia, I think we have Japan. We host Japan first.
Yeah, we host Japan on 27th of November with the Boomers returning in the new year to take on the Philippines 22nd of February and then Chinese Taipei 25th of February. First bracket of games is a new qualification process for the 2019 World Cup. All the details, pickandroll.com.au. Damo, before we go, moving on from the Boomers to the emerging Boomers and Opals, there is a lot going on in the World Uni Games at the minute. Take us through. I think we're only about two games in for the girls. I think only a game or two for the guys as well. So, what's happened? How are they? I'm pretty sure they're undefeated. How are they going?
Oh, well, let's catch up a bit. Let's catch up. They've had more than just a couple of games. So the men today played their third game. They went down to Israel. And it was a stone cold performance in this occasion. So they started off with a narrow loss to the Ukraine, but Dejan Vasilievich, he was just outstanding. He poured in 28 points in the loss to Ukraine, nearly got him over the line with Xavier Cooks, of course, those two from Miami and Winthrop, and we're going to hear a lot of those two names over the next 12 months. But they weren't able to get over the line against Ukraine. Of course, this team has had limited preparation. They just had a couple of practice games after arriving in the country just before the tournament. So that's their preparation. But they bounced back to defeat Lithuania in their second game. And again, it was Vasilievich, 28 points again, back-to-back 28-point games. He was unconscious in the third term, knocking down triples at will. And then, of course, Xavier Cook stepped up with the big 20-point game performance in himself. They had, I think at one stage, they led by nearly 17 points in the final term and only ended up coming away with a four-point win. So it was a surviving scare there. But today they fell short in a stone-cold performance. Vasilievich only hit two field goals.
It was just a rough shooting game
for the Aussies, whereas the Israelis were red-hot, shooting nearly 60% from the field combined for the game. And they got it done. So they're unfortunately 1-2 to open the tournament.
Yep.
But the emerging Opals, they started strongly with back-to-back wins.
There we go.
And again, they beat Lithuania in their second game. And today, though, unfortunately, they lost to Russia. And that Russian one, they end up finishing second in their pool, unfortunately. But that still means they qualify for the quarterfinals. So unlike the men have six teams in their pool. They go five games. The Opals only have four in their pool. So they've played all their preliminary games now, finished with a 2-1 record, advanced to the quarterfinals, but guess what? They're probably going to face Team USA.
Well, it's always a fun challenge when we take on Team USA in any type of basketball, age bracket, men, women. It's always entertaining and always worth watching. So you can check all the coverage out on the Pick 'em Roll. .com.au for that one. Damo, as always, thank you for joining me on another edition of the Pick 'em Pop podcast. Of course, Pick 'em Roll AU and all the social media channels as well.
Catch you next week.